All right, folks, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And you got to believe it, folks. Not only do you need to believe it, but you need to start speaking it over your business, over your life, that you can and you will be an executive consultant in this business. Okay? Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, and 11 o'clock a.m. in Japan. We welcome all of our Japanese friends that are listening to us at 11 o'clock in the morning. Welcome to the call, okay? And, guys, this is the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start, because when you come to this call, you can have an expectation that you're going to get something of value that's going to make a difference in your business right now. The people that you hear on this call are leaders who are making it happen. We're not just theorists and, you know, this is just not Ambit College. We're talking about people who've done it and are still doing it. So that's what you can expect on this call. I recommend that you bring pen and paper to the call every time. Open up your word processor. Be ready to take notes that are going to make a difference in your business. We have several new people on the call. And I want to welcome all the new folks that have come in, especially with the triple-double promotion. I want to encourage you to hurry up, get your customers, and get paid. We want you to get paid. We want you to get promoted. We want you to build a team. So I welcome you to the team, to the call. I welcome you to the team. And I hope you make your goal in the next couple of 3 days to just go ahead and get those four or five customers that you need to get your triple or double bonus, okay? Now, little housekeeping. When you get on the call, we want you to tell us your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Tell us you're registered for the next big event, and then press star one, or find your mute button and mute out the line. That way we can hear all of the new callers that are calling in, okay? And we really appreciate your cooperation with this. And quite honestly, this is a leadership call. We expect your cooperation with this, so we're glad to have you with us. Okay? Now, when you hear people talking about Power Trip, April 12th, 13th, and 14th, if I remember correctly. I don't have my computer in front of me. But, guys, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's going to be a great event in Dallas, Texas. If you have never been to Power Trip, you have to go to ambitpowertrip.com, get registered for this big event. A couple of great things that are going to be happening. Thursday night, there's going to be a business presentation with some of the top leaders in the area giving the presentation. If you have any prospects or any new consultants in the Dallas area or coming to Power Trip, you want to be there Thursday night to see the best of the best give the presentation, and it's a great way to have your prospects decide to get into your Ambit business. Friday morning, we have a leadership breakfast, and I've got to tell you from experience, the leadership breakfast has always been worth more than the cost of the event itself. We have Joy Carter. We have Ray Monty. We may have somebody from corporate. And then most importantly, we have our number one income earner, founding national consultant, and one of the co-founders of Power Trip, Mr. Brian McClure, at that leadership breakfast. It costs a little bit extra, but, guys, it's worth it, okay? Right after the leadership breakfast, you have an opportunity to go over to the corporate office and take a tour of Ambit's facility. If you've never done that, you got to do it. If you've done it before, go do it again. It's a lot of fun. And it really solidifies that Ambit Energy is a $1.5 billion company, and you get to actually see some of the people that you talk to on the phone, and certainly some of the people that make Ambit Energy what it is today. Friday afternoon, keep your ears open for other events that may be happening. Okay? And then Friday night, we have a Q&A with one or both co-founders with the company. And you get to go to a microphone, unscripted, and with very few filters, and ask the co-founders any question you may want to have, as long as it's not consultant support or related to expansion. Okay? That is a treat in and of itself, because if you don't have a question, you will get answers to some of the questions you may get in the field and from some of your team members. So I recommend that highly. And then Saturday, you get trained by the best of the best. I know that Brian McClure is going to spend more time doing the training this year than before. Guys, it's absolutely awesome. definitely worth the money. I think the VIP registration right now is $114. That's a steal. Go to ambitpowertrip.com and get registered for the big event. Speaking of the big event, simulcast. Was it awesome or was it awesome? And tonight we have one of the speakers at simulcast. He was the biggest speaker around. I think he's taller than Brian. I really do. But anyway, we have with us our million-dollar income earner, Coach Alan Johnston. Coach, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Bear. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for everything that you do and your passion for helping everyone, hosting this call every week, always being accountable and just having such a welcoming voice to bring people onto this call on the first night of a week, a new opportunity for everyone to kind of get revitalized and focused for the upcoming week. So from everybody on the call and those that aren't on the call tonight, Bear, thank you for everything you do. Last week I did have the honor of speaking at simulcast at the local event. I shared a parable that yesterday I was asked to share it, and then Brian reached out to me and asked if I would come on the call and share the parable again. I heard some voices that might have already heard it, but in respect to what the man wants, I'd like to share that tonight with you guys, and it plays into your ambit business. I know we have a lot of new voices on the call, a lot of people that have got big visions, what I want to do is let you know your visions can become a reality, that the dreams, the hopes, and the wishes that you're facing right now going into this journey, and for those of you that have been in this for a while, don't let those dreams, wishes, and visions go away. You know, this is a journey. We live in a society where people want instantaneous gratification. We want this to be get rich quick, and it's not. There's nothing about it that makes it that way. The people that have gone ahead of us, that are teaching us how to build the business, what it takes to build the business, we have to be on our edge of a seat listening and hearing what they're saying because they've been there and done it. I respect those people that are top money earners, that are making the ridiculous type of income that seems only like a thought right now because of what they went through. They didn't have the tools and the system that we're able to use today. They didn't have all the different trainings that are going on around the country all the time like we have to, like we can be involved in today. Because my question to ask you before I start this is, how long are you in this journey for? And what battles are you willing to face through this journey? The reason I ask that is I'm going to share a story about a little Chinese farmer who had heard about a miracle, and he wanted this miracle to come to fruition for his family. So he took a bag of seeds out to his garden, and he planted each seed, and he marked the spot where he planted all these seeds. And those seeds, as he put them in the ground, represented a different life for his family. Meticulously placing each seed in the ground and purposely spotting, marking the spot of where he planted each one of these seeds. Every single day, the little farmer hauled water to those seeds. Every day, he had to water those seeds. He couldn't miss a single day. And as the first year went, and he went every day, he looked at the ground, he expected to see something, and there was nothing showing. To feed his family and nourish his family, he would plant seeds of vegetation, and within weeks they were up and growing, and he was picking the vegetables and the fruits and nourishing his family. At the end of the first year, he looked across his area, and it was barren. There was nothing there. He had spent the entire year every day hauling water to his spots. The second year rolled around. The other farmers were kind of giggling at the little farmer because he still every day hauled water to those spots. During the year, he started to question himself. The ribbing and the poking got a little bit more. Some of them started telling him he couldn't do it. It wasn't worth his time. Year two ends, he has absolutely nothing. The third year rolls around. The other farmers are saying he's crazy. He shouldn't have ever tried it. But he's got a vision for his family, a different life, something that can change their lives forever. The third year ends at nothing. 4 years. 4 years. He's watered every day. He's gone every day and watered those spots. After all this time, he's questioning, man, I must have watered them wrong. I must have planted them in the wrong place. There's something I should have done differently instead of following that system that was taught to me by those who went ahead of me. I had heard of this miracle, and I know it can work. He stood there, and he would cry, and he would stress over it. And the other farmers had stopped making fun of him. His family was even asking him, why are you going back out there again to do that? 4 years. 4 years and nothing to show for it. The fifth year rolls around. He goes back because now it's just a habit. It would almost be insane to give up on his dream. It would be insane for him to stop what he had started because he knew that if it happened, it would change everything about his family's life. Everything would be totally different. A little ways into the fifth year, he goes into the town. He's screaming and yelling for his family. People are looking out their windows and walking to their front door in the village, looking at the little farmer, screaming for his family to come. Come to the garden, see what's happened. His family apprehensively follows him. The other people from the village, they're following as well because they want to see what the crazy guy's done. And as they get to the top of the hill and they look out across his land, they see the family standing out in the middle of his land, hugging one another, because around those spots are sprouts coming out of the ground, literally growing before their very eyes, some of them 4 feet a day. Over the course of the next 6 weeks, the giant bamboo tree grows 90 feet. You see, there's so many lessons in this parable for us to learn as independent business owners of Ambit Energy. You think about it. Plant a dream. You started your business, so you've planted a dream. Do daily things to make it a reality. What are you doing every day to make Ambit a reality for you? Are you willing to water your bamboo every single day? Ignore those who say it can't be done, because you're going to run into the naysayers. You're going to run into the people that said, I've tried those things before and they don't work. You're going to even hear people tell you, you can't succeed at these businesses. You're going to have people in your own family tell you these things. Are you willing to push past your fears and doubts, even when it doesn't seem as though something's going your way? And do you have faith even when there's no reason to have faith? Because, see, here's what happened in this little village. It's comparable to what we're doing. For 5 years, he hauled his water to his spots. For 5 years. He would plant vegetation to feed his family. But what was going on under the earth's crust was a formation of the foundation of a root system that could handle the giant bamboo tree growing 90 feet in 6 weeks. My friends, here's where the relationship, in my opinion, comes in. Your root system is what you're doing every day. Your vegetation that you see him plant to nourish his families are those little bitty success stories you have along your journey. Someone joining, getting customers, and then all of a sudden maybe they don't, but you keep building that foundation. You keep watering. Other things are happening. Other customers are coming in. Other consultants are coming in. And then all of a sudden you put that person in and you promote, and there comes a sprout. And we hear stories all the time at the events we attend of people who join this industry, this incredible opportunity called Ambit Energy, that fast track to senior, fast track to EC, fast track to even national consultant, and that's like those huge giant bamboo trees shooting to the heavens. And see, once that system is established, other sprouts come up and other sprouts come up. And that's the big group of people that you have that are bringing other people in that may fast track along your journey. And I ask you guys, I ask every one of you, what are you willing to do to make your dreams come true? How long are you willing to work? How long are you willing to take action? How long are you willing to push past your fears and doubts? And how much faith and belief are you willing to have in this business to for you? Because what I've learned is there's three things that the top MLM earners do. And I learned this from, and I'm not talking about other industries, although I have watched and paid attention to people that are highly successful in other forms of direct sales. But I really listen to our top performers in Ambit. Because, see, I'm involved and you're involved in an opportunity that has nothing to do with product. I don't need to get into that tonight. So I pay attention to what the successful people who are part of the fastest growing privately held company in America, the fastest startup company to $1 billion in revenue, a company that continues to expand to give us different opportunities and continue to do what they have to do to give us success where we're at. And if those guys who blaze the trail ahead of us can be so highly successful given the same 24 hours that we get, what are they doing? And I've come to a conclusion there's three things that every one of them do the same. The first thing is they know exactly why they're doing it. They believe in themselves. They're doing whatever they have to do to make that why a reality. They're emotionally attached to why they're doing this business. And they do not fear failure. The second thing is they take personal responsibility for their success. They do not have an employee's mentality. That does not work. They have an entrepreneurial mindset. And again, I ask you to understand that your success is up to you. We hear all the time that they say the more people you're willing to help succeed, yours is a byproduct of that. Be an entrepreneur. Lead, guide, direct, and uplift the people you're working with. The third thing they do is they go to live events. They get around people associated with what they do. I've been to a lot of live events, and a lot of times I've walked away from one thing. My friend Norbert calls it that golden nugget. And I've always got my ears laser focused to find that one thing that can tweak and make a difference in my family's life. He calls them golden nuggets. I call them game changers. And then I go back to my little Chinese friend, and I think about the parable and the conclusion of the parable because of where you're at. He changed his family's life. He didn't give up. And all of those people who laughed at him and mocked him and told him he couldn't do it, told him that they had tried it before and it just didn't work. What he started seeing each day that he would go out to his forest, the giant bamboo trees, were the others starting to plant and haul water because they know it could happen. They knew the miracle could become a reality. And they had watched the people, the man, the farmer, who trailblazed the way and showed them how to do it. My friends, you've got people that are in this industry. They're an open book to you, for your success, for your future. So what are your giant bamboo every day? Never give up. Trust yourself. Trust the system. Use your tools. Be plugged in. Don't have to be reminded about getting on calls. Don't have to be reminded to attend a meeting. Don't worry that you don't have someone to take with you, because you never know who's going to be at that meeting that you might hear that special way of making an invitation. Or you might hear that special follow-up question. Or you may see someone that you can network with and start working with that can change your entire forest of barren, of your barren ground to a forest of giant bamboo trees. Bear, I appreciate the time. I know this is a short call, but I'm cut and dry, and that's all I got to say, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. Guys, before you leave, I'm going to ask Coach a question, and you're going to want to hear this, okay? But before I ask you a question, Coach, I need to do a special shout-out to Jeff Rollins, who stepped in for me last week. Jeff, you did a fantastic job. I got to hear on the call you doing the pre-call and doing the things that you needed to do, and I just wanted to acknowledge you. I didn't want that to pass by. Coach, you know, you mentioned on the call that, you know, there's basically a daily method of operation. And with a bunch of new people on the call, I just want to take like a quick 5 minutes to just kind of, you know, give them an idea of what the system includes, like what that daily method of operation is. What is it that they need to be doing on a daily basis that will water their bamboo?
It's a great question, Baron. And every single day, and guys, I know 99% of you listening to my voice have got a job you're going to get up and go do tomorrow. But I challenge my friends that I get to speak to on a regular basis that are part of my team, even though I truly believe Ambit is a team, that I challenge you to turn your radio off and turn your Bluetooth on. Every single day, take out time to call and extend to someone an invitation to take a look. Keep it short and simple. But instead of listening to your radio, instead of singing along on the radio, turn the radio off. Prior to leaving your home, maybe the night before, sit down and pick out 3 to 4 people that you want to invite on your way to work the next morning. Go ahead and have your week planned out. Sundays are a great day to plan out the week. Prior to getting on this call, sit down at your desk, go to where you can get some one-on-one time with yourself, and write out your week. Get your written list and make a game plan for the week. Know which meetings you're going to attend. Know which conference calls you're going to listen into. Know which YouTube video you're going to visit and take and learn a little bit more from. And squeeze time in every single day. Nurture and grow in this business. I have no network marketing background. I have no business background. Bear, you call me coach because that's what I did for 30 years. So there's a routine that we have to get into. And the routine is exactly to use what you're talking about. The routine is the watering of our spots. Every day, be systematic. Every day, your daily method of operation, and I'll give you mine real quick. I get out of bed. I do a devotional. I watch or listen to something motivational for the day. I do not want to watch the stinking view. I don't care to watch Good Morning America. I don't care to hear negative stuff to start my day. I get and I find something motivational to start my day. Then I go check my reports, and I see who's adding consultants, who's adding customers, and I'm going to reach out to those people during the day. I'm going to take my written list, and I'm going to know who it is that I'm going to call and invite them to take a look at an incredible opportunity, and then I'm going to muster up 15 seconds of courage to make the phone call during the day. And guys, I got to tell you, I'm not even hesitating in saying 15 seconds of courage. Bear, how you doing? Look, Bear, I know you're busy. I'm busy, but man, I've started something. I've got to bounce off of you and see what you think about it. When can we get together? Bam, that's my 15 seconds of courage. And as many people as you can say that to in a day that fits your schedule, then do it. But every day you miss, you are killing your bamboo seed. And you say, Coach, I got no one to talk. I got nobody left on my list, and I ask you, who on your team is building? Get into their list, because you never run out of the list. And if I get told no by everybody I invite tomorrow, my follow-up question's twofold to each one of them. Question number one, can I count on you to be my customer now that you know more about my company? And question two, even though this is not for you, do you know someone who would appreciate an opportunity like I've extended to you? Because it's of my opinion, everyone over the age of 18 has the right to say yes or no or maybe to my chance. I say that to every single person that tells me no, and I have people that are on this call, I heard their voices, that were referrals to me from people who told me no. And my intentions are to work with them and make them the next Bear Gordon, Jeff Rollins. Whoever they want to become, they will get undivided attention from me as long as they're watering theirs every day. And it's easy to see that you've got people working in your organization. If you've got to remind them every time there's a call, if you don't see them at the business presentations, if they're not getting plugged in to some of the regional and corporate trainings, find the people that are. Those are the ones that are going to grow. Those are the ones that are going to create the forest for themselves. And a byproduct, remember, you're in that forest as well.
Coach, I appreciate that, and I'm sure that the people on the call appreciate that. Guys, this is why Coach Alan Johnson has received the Thompson Leadership Award, several other awards, and one of the top income earners in our company, because he does have a consistent and persistent effort over time that's made him a success, and he knew why he was building this business. I invite you to listen to this call again. We're going to have this call posted at topambitleaders.com. Give us a couple of days to get it posted, but I encourage you to listen to this call again, especially if you're new, and to encourage the rest of your team that may not have been on the call tonight to either listen to it or listen to it again as well. Coach, once again, thank you for being on the call. I'm going to over.
Hey, Bear.
Yes, sir.
I want to interject one more thing to everyone listening.
Sure.
I'm a work in progress, my friends. A lot of you have heard me say this before. I was taught this by my grandpa. The people who think they know everything should go to the morgue and get their headstone ready because they're dead. I'm so good at this business that I went 0 for my first 32 people. I was told no 32 times in a row. The 33rd person was a yes. I thought I was off to the races until the 33rd through the 53rd person I invited was a no, and the 54th person was a yes. Some of you can sit there and say it's worse than that for me, but my friends, my daughter had to have a car. If your why don't make you cry, take some time and soul search out why you're doing it. Remember, the number one reason MLM's top earners are successful is they are committed and passionate about why they're doing the business. Bear, thanks for having me, man.
My pleasure. Folks, I'm going to open up the lines and give you the opportunity to say thanks to Coach. You guys have a great evening. We're going to be back next week. Hold on.